I mean, I'm just hanging out and enjoying the song. Just enjoy the song a little bit, Dan.
Let's just eat it, Illinois. We're four bad boys on you, Illinois. Who are you, Kofi Cockburn? Go cry to the officials more. Oh, I'm getting touched in the lane. Eat it, Io DeSumo. Get out of here. Eat the double L's in your name and go back.
To Illinois?
I would say champagne, but they ain't going to be popping any this year.
What a game. What a game. Last night, Michigan State Spartans, fifth-ranked Illinois Fighting Illini, national television, FS1. I'm happy for Ryan. I am. I was talking to my buddies last night. They're like, all right, well, what's the deal? Like, what's the plan? What are you thinking? I said, I mean, if Michigan State's up and they blow this lead and Illinois beats them, okay, that's funny. But outside of that, like, no, I don't want Illinois to win this game after all the smack that they talked to the Michigan fan base on Twitter to go to East Lansing and do that last night. Hey, good for Michigan State. Turn it on at the right time. Is that going to be the game? The streak ain't over just yet. They're not dead yet. They still got some games to be played.
I saw Andy Katz tweet last night. He's like, if MSU can go 3-3 the rest of the way and then have a good run in the tournament, they'll make it.
They have a lot better odds than other teams out of the ACC, I can tell you that much. But, I mean, hey, look, Duke's fighting for their lives. Michigan State's fighting for their lives. Like, it's great down the stretch right now. And that was a great victory for Michigan State. They needed it. They needed that one. Something to feel good about. We'll get into plenty to come on that game. Michigan State, the Big Ten, and, of course, you know, Illinois. And what happened to them at 7:34 this morning? We've got a lot to get to today. Dave Burkett will join us. He was discussing the fact that Chris Spielman had a radio obligation, so he did that with the Detroit Lions radio network, the flagship station. He spoke a little bit about Sheila Ford. A lot of people very upset that Sheila Ford Hemp is in on some meetings, or they're unsure. So we'll talk to Dave Burkett because. I said, Dave, this sounds kind of crazy, but we'd like to know what's happening, and I think that's a pretty fair ask. So Dave's on the Lions beat. He will join us from the Free Press. We'll get into a little bit of the Lions as a whole franchise and transition tag. What should they do with Kenny Golladay? Plus a little draft as well. Pistons last night, Red Wings last night, and obviously the biggest game, Michigan State. I mean, wow. Wow. Ryan, was there ever a moment in last night's game when Michigan State was up like 15, 16 where you were uncomfortable? Where you were like, yeah, this is like 16's nice, but it's still not enough.
Yeah, the whole game felt like a 4-point game the entire way. But then when it got to about the 10-minute mark left in the game, and from the 10-minute mark to the 7-minute mark, it seemed like it took an hour because I think Illinois had 6 straight free throw trips on offense because Kofi Cockburn was crying that he was getting assaulted.
Sparty got away with some fouls last night, first half. They got away with some things. Hey, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Illinois also shot 40 free throws.
It worked. Right?
You want a real foul? Matty Sissoko will give you a real foul.
Wow.
All right?
Wow. Flagrant two.
Yeah.
Flagrant two. I mean, Io DeSumo hit the ground as if he had been sniped out of the air. And then once again, you know, he's up the very next possession. He's fine.
Yeah. Missed 4 straight free throws. So.
Matty Sissoko, that was a big foul. That was a
big
foul.
That could have been a turning point. Because, yeah, it was a 10-point game. Illinois gets 2 free throws and the ball. DeSumo misses the 2 free throws. They get the ball. DeSumo gets fouled again, misses those free throws. and MSU gets to escape out of all that to get nothing. That's when I was like, okay, this can be sustained. Like, you can come out of this game
alive.
And then DeSuma with the nice, I'm going to steal the ball with 2 seconds left from Aaron Henry. Go get a cheap layup as the time expires.
Yeah, that's that's a bad look. Don't do that. Game's over.
It's like, okay. It's like,
does that make you feel better?
So yeah. It's like, is that the only way you can score today is when the game's over and everyone's giving up?
Yeah, it's a that was bad. Outside of
like,
that,
I didn't care. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, oh,
I do, though, because it's not the offense isn't going to come out and try to put one on the board. You're just trying to dribble out the clock. The game is over. So you want to get a cheap bucket for what reason? For your own personal stats, to make the scoreboard look better? Like, what really is the purpose?
Right. And I think I don't care just because, like, yeah, we beat you handedly. So you did not play well. Cool. Go get a bucket.
All that rescheduling of the Michigan game must have really, really shifted their focus. I mean, they were so worried about what was going on in Ann Arbor, the fan base was, that they forgot to circle the date on the calendar for a nationally televised game on a Tuesday night in East Lansing. It's fine. You want to talk about Michigan, that's cool, but you got your own schedule to get through.
I mean, you're saying Kofi Cockburn's the best player in the Big Ten when Marcus Bingham just outplayed you the entire way, who's half his weight. When you're letting that guy dunk on you.
Incredible. Like, he looks like a cartoon character. Like, he's just huge. And you got a 7-foot-1 guy in the block, and your offense isn't giving him a touch on the post every single possession. Like, every single possession. How about your boy Bishanishvili?
Oh. Yeah, the guy that loves to talk but can never produce in a game, getting stuffed by the rim and traveling on the same play, and yet you're still talking after that. Like, dude, you need to quit basketball after that play. All right,
Georgie. Or do some squats.
He's the biggest trash talker when he plays MSU. Guess what? He lost 5 of 6. Versus MSU. And then you get stuffed by the rim. And call for traveling. Like, that's a miracle. Also,
yes,
there was a lane violation last night. That's literally the 6th lane violation called in a Michigan State game in the last 3 games.
Free throw. They've been like, a lot tighter on that. They're actually paying attention, which I don't mind. Like, I'm glad.
But keep it's just like, I've never seen 6 called in my entire life. I've seen 6 called in the last week and a half. And they're not all been on MSU, just in general. Like, that's an obnoxious amount. Like, yeah, good for calling it, because there's a lot of times it needs to be called, but
nobody ever does.
Weird that this is a, like, point of emphasis.
Lots to get to here on this Wednesday of X's and Bros. By the way, you can text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Ryan Elke and Danny Cahalan in the Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino in the radio bunker. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to hop into the breaking news from yesterday. Tiger Woods was hurt in a car accident. It does not, non-life-threatening injuries, but it doesn't look good. We'll talk about that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
I make a say. When I
poker face, but poker face.
I make a say. What up? Me first.
This one on golf star Tiger Woods. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says that Tiger Woods has been injured in a rollover car accident. Police say Woods was the only person in the car and that the car sustained such major damage that authorities needed to use the jaws of life to free him with the help of firefighters and paramedics. Woods was rushed to the hospital, and the extent of his injuries so far is still unclear. Authorities say it happened around 7 a.m. local time in California on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Ranchos Palos Verdes. The cause of the crash is under investigation, and there is a picture of the car. Holy cow.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellito coming from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000, or call us on the Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We are on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you ever miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything that you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, we're online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Tiger Woods being involved in a car accident yesterday that is, shocked the golf community. Trying to recover at this present time from a lengthy surgery to try to repair to what a doctor said Tuesday night were significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity. And that single car rollover crash hours earlier on a pretty steep roadway in that L.A. suburb of Ranchos Palos Verdes in California. So as a part of the statement from Wood's official Twitter account, one of the doctors from Harbor UCLA Medical Center updated the condition, saying that Woods had multiple, quote, open fractures to his lower right leg, and he had a rod placed in his tibia and screws and pins inserted into his foot and ankle during an emergency surgery. Open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibia bones were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia, said the doctor. Additional injuries to the bones of the foot and the ankle were stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling. This type of fracture means that the bone is broken into more than two different pieces. Open means a break in the skin. Leg bone sticking out of his leg. This, when the news came out, the first thing I thought about yesterday was, A, is he alive? And B, this is like Kobe. Turns out he is alive. He's in surgery. Single car accident. Nobody else was involved. Benefit there. Non-life-threatening injuries. That's huge. Benefit there. Will he ever play golf again competitively? Not even really. And for Tiger Woods, like I don't know if I'd call myself a Tiger Woods an apologist, but he was just with Dwayne Wade on Monday. Woods was driving to meet Drew Brees and Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert out at the same course today. You know, out there playing golf, you know, with the guys and having a little fun, doing some clinical work. And the amount of people that reached out and had, you know, everybody was being asked about it because of Tiger's impact. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. Have been, will be, defend him to my last, you know, I'm on the hill where I will defend Tiger Woods for, against anybody. I'll probably do a better job than his legal team when it comes to defending Tiger Woods. Just so you know where I'm at. Like, I love Tiger Woods. Like, Tiger Woods was the best golfer in the history of golf. They changed course
bar
layouts.
None. Not even close.
Not even close. Not
Don't
close.
Even question it.
He is the best golfer to ever play the sport. He changed the actual game. Courses
he won,
changed their layouts.
He won 8 starts in a row at one point. The guy started 8 tournaments in a row and won all of them.
Nobody, and I know people are going to say, what about Jack? Jack's a Buckeye, so I don't immediately disregard him. Different era, that's fine. It's not Tiger. He's not. Tiger Woods is the best golfer to ever live. And there's not recency bias here. The Masters literally said, Augusta National said, we are going to Tiger-proof this course. We have to build this so that Tiger Woods cannot just take advantage of every hole that we have and put up these ridiculous, that they've changed a golf course, one of the greatest golf courses in the world, if not the greatest golf course in the world, Augusta National, in order to try to stop Tiger Woods from embarrassing them. That is insanity when you think about it.
One thing that was surprising about all of this yesterday was the fact that the crash happened at 7:12 in the morning, and we didn't hear about it until 2:30 in the afternoon. So that's where I was like, even like where we didn't know details, like, well, I felt like if something even more catastrophic happened, we would have heard within minutes, like we did with Kobe Bryant, like we've seen,
you know,
in other big celebrity deaths. I feel like the news comes a lot quicker. So it was just odd to see, like, hey, the crash happened 7:12 this morning. It's like, how did we not hear about this until 2:30? Like, I'm fine that it came out 7 hours later. Like, I'm not sitting here saying I need to know at 7:15, 3 minutes after, that's Tiger Woods. I'm just,
well, 7:15 in California, 10 o'clock here.
So I'm a little more surprised that, okay, so 4 hour difference. I'm just more surprised that it took that long, for considering what we've seen with other catastrophic events with celebrities.
How about this? A vehicle of another driver pulled over to try to help Tiger Woods, pulled over on the side of the road shortly after the accident, and that vehicle was struck by another car coming over that hill, but there were no injuries. The officer that arrived on scene said that sometimes he catches people going 80 miles an hour in a 45. I'm not accusing Tiger of that. I have no idea how fast he was driving. It looked like he was driving some sort of rental car, like a Genesis rental car. But that, I mean,
it was his tournament, right? It was the Genesis Invitational this past weekend. So that's, he was just still driving the company car.
Yeah. Company car ain't going anywhere anytime soon. That much is for sure.
See, that's okay. So, just looking at the scene, there's that road next to where the car is, but that's not the actual road he was on, presumably, right? He was on a road that's like on the hill with all the woods and stuff, and he rolled through that, I guess.
I have no idea. Did he roll downhill? Like there's, it does look like there's two roads. Is one of them two lanes in one direction and the other one's two lanes in the other direction?
It's like, hard.
I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a car that's on its side that's mangled and it's like Tiger Woods got out of this thing. Like he's alive.
It was just a weird spot for where the road that you can see in the pictures and the video, it doesn't look like the car could have made it. The way they described it, it was he was heading one way and went over the other side of the median while he was flipping. But it doesn't seem like that's the road he was on, is what I'm saying. I think there's a road like through those woods that he flipped off of. Because everyone says, oh, like if you were reading the tweets and all everything from like, you know, in the Schefter thread, basically all the LA people are like, oh, the roads over there are super windy and, you know, people speed through them. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but Tiger Woods is alive and that's the biggest thing. With whether or not he plays golf again, you know, we have no idea, but he is alive, you know, surgeries and all, and it's just another page. And this one, very, very unfortunate, the long-term impact of how this will affect him. Just as a, not even as a golfer, but as a father as well. We'll step aside. Dave Burkett will join us next here on X's and Bros. We're going to talk Lions football after the break here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, thepizzaman.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan@gmail.com.